Ke Jie says the machine is improving its play every day, which is hard for human beings to achieve.
I said before that I could beat AlphaGo easily, and now I still believe I have more chances to win the match against AlphaGo. But the thing is, AlphaGo has been learning and making progress all the time, and it will eventually beat all of us, simply because AlphaGo is learning so much faster than human Go players.
The victory by AlphaGo on Thursday puts the machine's owners closer to a $1 million prize. Li, who has won 18 World Go Championships, admits his loss yesterday was even more decisive than his first loss.
For today's game, in terms of content, it was an absolute loss for me. From the beginning, there was not even a moment in which I was dominating, and I didn't find anything peculiar. In yesterday's game, I thought there were a few problems, but for today, it was a complete victory for AlphaGo. I think AlphaGo played a perfect game.
Li Sido and AlphaGo will have three more matches in their best-of-five battle. Ke Jie predicted that Li could lose all of the matches.
It
does not seem a good thing for we professional Go players, but the match plays a very good role in promoting Go. Not many people knew much about Go before, but after the match between Li and AlphaGo, people all over the world start to know Go.
The competition in Seoul comes just over 20 years after IBM's Deep Blue won its first chess match against Russian chess grandmaster Garry Kasparov in February of 1996. While Kasparov won their first battle, IBM later upgraded Deep Blue, giving it the ability to eventually defeat Kasparov a year later. Many had believed it would take another decade for computers to conquer the ancient Chinese board game, one of the most creative games ever devised and the only board game left to conquer. For CRI, this is Niu Honglin.